Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, today I'd like to just give you a brief synopsis on our new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. He was sworn in as the 31st Secretary of Agriculture on April 25th. Secretary Perdue grew up on a dairy and diversified row crop farm in Bonaire, Georgia, and he is uniquely qualified as a former farmer, agribusinessman, veterinarian, state legislator, and governor of Georgia. For more information about Secretary Perdue, you can visit www.usda.gov. Well, this is the time of year that planting is starting to get completed, and it's time to do the acreage reports. In order to maintain program eligibility and program benefits, producers must file a timely and accurate acreage report at their local FSA office. The deadline to file acreage reports for the 2017 planted crops is July 15th. Programs covered by this deadline include the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage, or ARC-PLC programs, marketing loss assistance or market loans, and loan deficiency payments, as well as the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. All producers must certify their organic crops also by July 15th if they are an organic producer. Organic producers must provide a current organic plan, organic certificate, or documentation from a certifying agent indicating that an organic plan is in effect. For questions about reporting organic crops at your local FSA office, contact that office for that information. Here at Audubon FSA, we are asking you to phone our office the day before you wish to come in to pick up your maps or certify your crops. With the number of CRP acres enrolled during the past 2 years, we have not been able to keep up with all the map changes needed. So if you call ahead, we will try to have your maps updated for you when you arrive, and we will then schedule you an appointment to review your acreage report for accuracy after we have had a chance to data load that information in the computer. Remember, phone ahead, as appointments can save you time at the FSA office. All FSA payments should be electronically transferred into your bank account. In order to make timely payments, you need to notify our office if you close your account or if your bank is purchased by another financial institution. Payments can get delayed if we are not aware of changes to accounts and routing numbers. CRP, or Conservation Reserve, participants are responsible for ensuring that adequate vegetative cover and the size of the fields for width and acres are maintained to control erosion throughout the life of the contract. Participants must also control undesirable vegetation, which are weeds, including noxious weeds, insects, and rodents that may pose a threat to existing cover or adversely impact the other landowners in that area. We are now in that primary nesting or brood rearing season for wildlife, which is May 15th through August 1st. So spot treatment of CRP acreage may be allowed during the primary nesting season. If left untreated, the weeds or insects or undesirable species would adversely impact that improved cover. In this instance, you need to do that spot treatment and is limited to just the affected acres in question. County committee is to give prior approval prior to beginning that spot treatment. In addition, the county office will be cooperating with the county weed commissioner to jointly complete field visits and spot checks of CRP acreage when noxious weeds are identified by the state of Iowa. Remember, annual mowing of CRP for generic weed control or for cosmetic purposes is prohibited at all times. One last item for today is the Census of Agriculture. During the first 2 weeks of June, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, We'll be conducting major mid-year surveys that will collect information from farmers on the 2017 planted acreage, current grain stocks, livestock inventories, cash rents, and land values. By responding to this survey, you can help ensure that the information published by NAS represents all areas of the state and as accurate as possible. For the June survey, a NAS field interviewer will use an aerial photograph to visit randomly selected tracts of land and interview operators on that land, while some other producers will be contacted by mail or telephone. If you are contacted by NAS, we encourage your participation and your cooperation. As with all NAS surveys, information provided by you, the producer, is kept strictly confidential as required by federal law. NAS does safeguard the privacy of all responses and publishes only state and national results, ensuring that no individual producer can be identified. If you have any questions about how to complete a survey from the NAS Iowa field office, you can call them at 1-800-772-0825. A couple of dates to remember here at the FSA office are that the service center will be closed on Monday, May 29th, in observance of Memorial Day. And if you might be interested in sealing grain, your 2016 crop, May 31st is the final date for you to request that market assistance loan. In closing for today, your USDA Service Center encourages you to stay in touch here at your local FSA office if you are a participant or a landowner in any of our programs. Here in Audubon, our phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. Or you can visit our office at 900 4th Avenue, which is one block east of the National Guard Armory. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates from FSA. Tune in next week for more information from USDA.